The next day in the morning, before old Mary had even opened her window, Eliza heard a scream. At first, she thought she was dreaming because she hadn't slept since the evening. She was writing poetry, but then she heard another scream. This definitely had to be a cry for help. She immediately stood up her desk. She put on a coat. She took the candle holder on the table and went out.